You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Princess Chelsea there with Forever is a Charm, and on the line on Waiheke we have Chelsea herself. Kia ora Chelsea, how are you this morning?
Hi, I'm pretty good.
Pretty good.
How are you?
Yeah, good. It's been a weird old week. I'm glad that you're going to be playing some music and hopefully giving people a little bit of relief tomorrow on Waiheke Island, and then in a week here in town at the Wine Cellar, celebrating everything's going to be all right, your fantastic record. It's been a big process for you putting this out, and then you've been over in Europe touring it for quite a few months. How does it feel to be bringing it back to Aotearoa now?
Yeah, really good. Like, historically, I haven't played much in New Zealand, and I'm trying to change that. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
I think you've got a lot of fans who will be looking forward to that as well. I want to hear about this European tour, though, because you packed a lot into it. What were some highlights for you from that trip?
Well, we got to go onto Abbey Road in London for a couple of days. We did a live session.
Wow.
So we did that at the end, and because the band, so, you know, especially after touring for quite a while, we got to capture the band the very good moment.
Yeah.
And we filmed it all, and we brought in like 400 helium balloons.
Wow.
It's not great for the planet, but it was great for the cinematography. it's pretty cool. I'm going to be putting that together. So that was amazing. And then, honestly, it's hard to pick a favourite show. I think it's the audience that really makes the difference in the show, because it's something where you bounce off each other and all that. So I remember London and Paris being amazing, and they usually are. But Prague is usually really good for us, and it was as well.
You've got some really diehard fans over there. I always see them commenting on your like posts and things online. Come back to Prague, which is really sweet. It must be nice to connect with those fans after obviously such a long time of COVID and not being able to really get out there internationally. Did it feel different to how touring those spaces has felt before?
It's definitely a bit harder because the industry itself pretty much paused, and a lot of people that worked over there, like your bookers or sound engineers or people, they just didn't have a job for a couple of years, so they went and got other jobs. And we were one of the first to go back touring, and so you could feel that people were still, either it was hard to get staff or everyone was just sort of had forgotten how it worked a bit, and everyone was just getting used to it, including us. So, yeah, it felt a little bit different in that sense. I mean, everything that's happened in the last few years, I still can't quite get my head around it. And I don't know what... I think my way of dealing with it might be kind of unhealthy. It's like pretending it's not happening.
I think it's funny you say that, though, because your music sort of seems to, I mean, take a stab at what's going on in a kind of winking way, at least. Like, I mean, Everything's Going to Be All Right is such a fantastically dry title for an album to come out in the middle of the world at the moment. I loved it. When I saw that this was going to be the name for this project, I thought, that feels like the right name for the times.
Of course. I mean, I guess in real time, I don't know. I try not to think about it too much, which sounds, I don't know, maybe silly, but that's just how we deal with it. So, I mean, over there I was sort of aware that it was different, but kind of just wanting to focus on doing a good show.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It feels like something that, I mean, we are still going through it, and now we've got new situations to be going through as well. So it is a lot to process. And music, art, it's always an important way to, I guess, take a step back and do that processing, either as a musician, whether you're, I guess, consciously thinking about it when you walk into the studio, or the writing process, I guess that is always there. But also for your audiences, having that as something to dive into is really important as well, you know. And that's why I think it is amazing that you're going to be performing tomorrow on Waiheke, and that you're going to be in town at the Wine Cellar. what's the process of writing this album looked like for you, Chelsea?
Well, I did it on Waiheke mostly, So I started it, I think, about 2018. But then I just took a break for a couple of years after I first started it. And then I resumed it, I think 2021. And I was kind of like, it's something I do often, is I use a personal experience and also kind of have it relate in the bigger picture to a more global or a larger, more communal experience, community experiences that we have. So it's like quite a lot of double meanings on the album, which is interesting. You're talking about the title there, it's definitely part of it. I mean, I could talk about being in the studio and all this stuff.
I would love to hear a little bit about that. Actually, before we get too far away from it, I feel like I let the fact that you were at Abbey Road doing a live slide past us somewhat here. That must have been quite an incredible experience to be in that space, which has got so much music history in its walls.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's great for name dropping. But it was really amazing. Like, we're in the studio too, and so that's like the Beatley one.
Nice.
And it's really something that, I don't know, like, I'm not like actually a huge Beatles fan. Like, I like them, but I'm not one of those, you know, those ones.
You're not Peter Jackson with your eight-hour documentary.
No, I could love it, though. It's like the opposite of what normally happens these days with, I suppose documentaries end up being silly 20-part Netflix things, but... like usually that kind of self-indulgent documentary is just never going to happen. Anyway, I'm off track. But yeah, I walked in there, and there is a magic about the room. Like, you can kind of feel it. Mm. I don't know whether it's all our heads, but everyone thought so.
Yeah.
And like, a lot of the instruments that they use, but there's a couple of pianos, a Celeste we used, because as a keyboard player, we built this big key station that took up, I don't know, like a large amount of the room and connected all these vintage, like Rhodes, Whirlies.
Wow.
Celeste, pianos, all of things that have been used by like Pink Floyd and all of these legendary bands, such as the Beatles, you may have heard of them. but it was pretty special. It didn't seem real. Mm. And I'm looking forward to going through the footage now and sort of putting it all together.
Yeah, totally. Wow, that would have been a pretty surreal experience. You mentioned your band, and I think we should talk about them because you've got an amazing crew of musicians you've been touring around with, and anybody who has had the pleasure of seeing the live show at the Power Station for this record, which is, I guess, your return with that band, you know, that was the thing that everyone was talking about, was the energy and the tightness of that group you've got together on stage. Who's playing with you at the moment, Chelsea?
We've got Josh Worthington Church. His project, he recently did an Exploding Rainbow Orchestra, which is his project of getting 25, 30 people together to write and arrange songs for a mini orchestra.
Wow.
So that he does so much stuff, but he's been a long time member. David Harris, who plays drums in Sulfate. He is the drummer. He's been a long-time member too. And then Simeon Kavanagh Vincent, who plays as Lucky Boy in Phoebe Rings. And then I've got a new member, Joe Captain, on keys. He plays keys with Meraki as well. He's certainly the best keys player I've ever seen.
Amazing.
In my life. And then Jasmine Barmer from Being, she's in the band. And then I've upped it more to include Kate Tindall on vocals. Because I realise the importance of dedicated backing vocalists if you have the luxury of it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then sometimes Jonathan Bree joins and sometimes he doesn't. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. And honestly, it's such a joy playing. Like, I think that's one thing that I kept hearing almost every show in Europe as well. It's like, wow, the band's amazing, but actually that the fact that all these people are enjoying, you guys have got such good chemistry, not kind of a gun for hire vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, real old school stuff. And you can only really get that from friendship and many hours of practicing as well.
Hard out.
Yeah. Lucky enough to have, yeah.
Yeah, you can't fake that for sure. Oh, it's so exciting to hear about, I guess, this whole project and the dynamic it's kind of got at the moment. If people are wanting to go tomorrow, they better run and grab tickets, I would say. You've got all ages tickets, which is really cool, up on the...
All ages. For the Waiheke one,
yeah. Yeah, for the Waiheke show with Nga Noise and support. And there's also general age, of age tickets as well. I don't know what I'm trying to say there. Other
honestly,
tickets.
Like, if you're like strapped for cash on Waiheke, we're going to I'll look the other way quite happily if you want to pay for a kid price.
Nice.
Yeah, no questions asked.
There is a ticket link for that up on Under the Radar, and you're playing tomorrow at the Artworks Theatre. And then in town, you're going to be playing a special Wine Cellar fundraiser show. Wine Cellar, of course, such an important venue for us in the city. The first venue that most people play when they're playing with their band for the first time. And they have had, you know, like a lot of venues at the moment, a bit of a hard time. So it's awesome to see you putting all the cash towards Rowan and the crew that keep that good place turning. That's on the 23rd of February, and tickets are also on Under the Radar for that one. Chelsea, thank you so much for chatting with me this morning. I'm so excited to see these shows.
Thanks. Maybe I'll save my Peter Jackson documentary review next time.
We could do a whole special side podcast about that, maybe.
Yeah, I give it 9.5 out of 10.
Ooh, strong. Yeah. Making a Beatles fan of you. Going to Abbey Road,
absolutely.
Watching the doco. It feels right. Yeah. Hey, thanks, okay. Chelsea. We're going to have a listen to Love Is More now from Everything Is Going to Be All Right. You're on BFM.
Bye.
Bye. That is Princess Chelsea with Love Is More from Everything Is Going To Be Alright. If you're in Waiheke or you want to head over to Waiheke tomorrow, then you can catch Chelsea and band playing at the Artworks Theatre. There are all-age tickets available, so you can take your kids, or if you are not yet 18, you can go along with your mates as well. That will be a really special show. Tickets are from Under the Radar. And if you are in Tāmaki Makaurau, buy a ticket to the special Wine Cellar fundraiser show that's happening on the 23rd of February here in town. That's going to be very special. Thank you so much to Chelsea for speaking with me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.